These boats here, they people in the old days had no, they had to go to the crow flats with dog teams, and like after breakup, usually 15th of June, they move to the river, and then they build these big frames. It's like a big scow, and then they cover it with canvas, and they melt candles and tallow, mix it together and paint it on to make it waterproof, because if you paint it and fold it up so it fits in the toboggan when you're traveling, the cold weather cracks and stuff. So this way, when you put it on the canoe, you know, they use it over and over, and you can go over those places where it's been bent and the wax come off, and it makes it waterproof. And then they put all their, oh, they nail that canvas on this frame, and then they put all their belongings in there. Usually one of these scows come down the river, but a bunch of people must have met here, and looks like they're all tied up. Sometimes they tie the boats together and row down. They didn't have no motors. You could see their dogs in there and their little muskrat canoes that they hunt muskrats with. Oh.
So they would be hunting muskrat?
Well, they're probably done by now, and they're coming down to Old Crow. Mm. Trip like this might take 3-4 days if they live further up the Crow River. It might take a week to come down. All along the river, there's people have their camps back in the lakes, and they come to the river. When one of these boats come, they tie up, everybody tell everybody all spring's news, and all get together and eat. And sometimes, if it's early spring and the boat's already left Fort Yukon and got to Old Crow, the boat would go up the Crow River with a load of stuff like fresh eggs and onions, potatoes, all the produce, all kinds of other food. So everybody have a good time eating and sharing stories.